All right, let's slip Steve Dolan in, retired Detroit Police Assistant Chief. Steve, I wanted to ask, I thought that it was illegal to make toy guns, squirt guns or otherwise, to look like real guns. Whatever happened with that?
Who the hell knows? But what they do is they cover the black, or they blacken the muzzle, or they put tape around it, and you can't tell. They shouldn't make them, because people are going to get killed. Kids are going to get killed. And I was telling Mike earlier, about 15 years ago, when I was in Southwest Detroit, there was a police run, came out with three kids with guns, and I responded. I was by myself. I had an observer, but I responded, and sure enough, these three kids came out with guns. And I yelled, drop the gun, drop the gun, drop the gun. And the first two kids did. The third kid just stared at me. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to have to shoot this kid. Oh, my God. And they're like 12 and 13.
Ugh.
He finally dropped the gun. And I went up there, and the one kid was crying, going, it's a water gun, it's a water gun. Like, what are you talking about? Kicked it away, and they were plastic. And I thought, my God, I would have gotten killed three kids because of this crap.
And that's what it is. I mean, I can't believe, first of all, if you're a parent and you see your kids with what looks like a real gun, you take it away. You get rid of it. You destroy it. I don't get this at all. They're putting police in a terrible position.
Terrible position, absolutely. And it should be against the law. I think it is against the law. But facsimile firearm. And what are you going to do with a 12 or 13-year-old kid? You think they're going to charge him? Of course not. They're not. It's a kid. But how would I feel if I had to kill an unarmed kid or any police officer?
Of course.
And mine was broad daylight with three kids. So, yeah, it was
unbelievable. Offer a game called Water Wars.
Well, this is before Water Wars. Water Wars yet?
I know. Years ago, you talked about being in this kind of a situation.
Yeah.
But I thought years ago we fixed it, but clearly I was wrong.
No, we have not.
They still have manufacturers manufacturing the guns. And what's worse than that, even the ones that have an orange barrel or green or whatever, the kids are covering it. Why would they cover it with tape? How stupid is that? Oops, I can't say stupid. What a bozo move that would be.
Okay, I can say stupid.
Yeah.
Because they think it's cool. And some of them use that and rob people with facsimile firearms, you know, because it's covered in black. And what's going to happen is these kids get shot and killed, and that's what it's going to take for these lawmakers to say, look, or judges, start hammering these people that sell these guns. But, and, you know, these kids see stuff on TikTok, the waterworks and stuff. You know, every squirt gun should be either green or yellow, a bright color, not black. Come on.
It should look like a squirt gun. It should look like those super blasters with the container on top for the water and all the rest of it.
And when we were kids, they had little orange ones. You remember those?
Yep,
I know you do.
Detroit police are said to be stepping up patrols following the shooting of a teenager downtown because of the teen takeover. What the hell's going on? I saw it on television, another one, where kids took over a fast food restaurant. We're throwing tables at each other. What is going on?
It's the newest thing, I guess. It's whole social media, TikTok thing. The kids downtown, they probably thought the Pistons were going to win yesterday and be part of a celebration. It didn't work out that way, and it got out of hand. I have a solution, but it's not very PC. I'd say take a bus down there. Anyone who resists, throw them in the bus. Take their phones, and when the bus is full, then, and only then, do you give them their phones back. That's just me.
Well, what's wrong with that, Steve?
Because kids will have anxiety.
Let's see. Anxiety or getting shot dead?
Or
getting killed in a riot among other teenagers?
I know, but it's not politically correct for me to say that. But I can say it. You can't. Because
I can say
you're on the radio
too.
And I'm not.
Yeah, but I'm not a newscaster. I'm an opinion caster. It's just my opinion. I find myself agreeing with you, Steve Dolan, retired Detroit Police Assistant Chief, more than I don't.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate it. So hopefully it gets better next weekend, okay?
Here's hoping, praying. Thank you, Steve.
Yep. Take care, man. Have a good one.
You too. Steve Dolan, retired Detroit Police Assistant Chief on the water wars and on the teen takeovers. The things that we shouldn't even really need to talk about, but you see that we do. All right. I thought that Ryan Armani was on vacation. Little did I know he was working. He had a golf outing, and which made me ask earlier, what is he in sales? And then he went to the Indy 500 qualifier for that other job he has. Is that all correct, Ryan?
That is correct. We did the Kids on the Go golf outing, raised a lot of money on Thursday, and then qualifying weekend for the Indy 500, did that for the Fox job. And what a weekend that is, too. Incredible stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask, did you have a good vacation with Nicole? I was going to ask, did Paul and Robin Stanford, Nicole's mom and dad, go with you? I mean, I had all these questions.
But I did make it to St. Elmo's in Indianapolis, which is a must every time I'm there.
You have to let me. I don't have time now. But one day you'll let me tell you my St. Elmo's story with my son, Adam.
I can't wait.
Many years ago. And we were not told about the shrimp cocktail sauce, which we later spent the entire rest of the evening watching other people be surprised as if their mouth was on fire.
I got to hear that, Paul.
I got a great story of getting in there, too, when a waiter said, how'd you just walk in? And I said, well, I'm Roger Penske. And he said, no, Roger's right over there at that table. And I went, oh, no! I got to go right over there and tell him I was just kidding.
I love that.
There's a lot more to the story, but here's what's coming up. JR Afternoon with Ryan Ermani. Can't wait to hear from you. We missed you, and it's always great. You go on out, make it a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Regards, Paul W. Smith.